with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump underwent medical testing for mild swelling in his legs and bruising on one of his hands. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president underwent thorough testing after noticing the leg swelling.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
Leavitt also said bruising on Trump's hand that's been covered up by makeup is consistent with irritation from his frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin. Democrats on the Judiciary Committee walked out of confirmation hearings for several Trump nominees today, Bob Agnew reports.
Chairman Chuck Grassley moved forward with the nomination of Emil Bovee to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and blasted Democrat demands to hear from more witnesses.
Vicious partisan attacks and obstruction of nominees that we've seen from Democrats this Congress has to stop.
Democrat Cory Booker argued for a delay of at least one more week.
There's no need to vote on this nominee today. It is a false urgency.
In the end, the committee advanced Bovee's nomination and that of former Fox News host Jeanine Pirro to serve as U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials will gain access to personally identifiable information for all of the nation's 79 million Medicaid enrollees. ICE officials plan to track immigrants who may not be living legally in the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow by 229 points. This is SRN News. A surprising new video is making the rounds on social media.
It can be found on X, and it features a pair of self-described lesbian women examining an LGBT book display for children at an unidentified Barnes & Noble store. The two women express shock at some of the books, including one that appears to be aimed at very small children. In the words of one woman, quote, "We're gay, but this is crazy. For a baby, this is pushing it." A small but growing number of LGBT leaders have begun to question the extreme aspects of their own movement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fellow Christian leaders are remembering the late John MacArthur, who passed away at 86. On Facebook, Franklin Graham says he could get more out of a Bible verse than anyone I've ever known. He was one of America's great Bible teachers. Dr. Al Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention calls MacArthur a lion of the pulpit. He was a preacher God used to make other preachers better preachers. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street rose to more records following some better-than-expected updates on the economy. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5%, beating the all-time it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.7%. PepsiCo jumped 7.5% after delivering revenue and profit that topped Wall Street's expectations. A strong profit from the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company lifted tech stocks that helped offset drops from some big healthcare companies following their latest profit reports. The Dow was up 229 points today to finish at 44,484. The NASDAQ gained 153 to 20,884. The S&P 500 adding 33 points to 6,297. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.